Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. You know, guys, do you have difficulty relaxing? Do you have aches and pains you can't seem to get rid of? Are you so tense and stirred up until, you know, the doctor says you're stressed and you're going like, what? I can't possibly be stressed. Well, my guest today, Dominique Antiglio, is going to help us with a technique called sophrology that is going to immediately, and I do mean immediately, take you from 100 all the way down to about a 10. It's absolutely wonderful, and we're going to jump right into it in a few moments. But relaxation is easy if you allow it to be. That's one thing I learned by reading her book and doing the exercises. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But the real question is, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choice is the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. Now, my background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, visit my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My guest today is Dominique Antiglio, and she's a sophrologist specializing in stress management, self-development, and birth preparation. Now, she was born in Switzerland, and Dominique discovered sophrology at the old age of 15 years old, and it taught her how to, like, decompress, relax, and kind of just be within the world that she was living in. At age 25, she graduated from the renowned European School of Osteopathy in Kent with honors, and she ran right back home after that, and she started working with children and pregnant women in France and the U.S. And at the same time, she continued her personal development journey with sophrology, and she trained as a sophrologist, and she has her master's in, is it Caesarian sophrology? Is she correct?
Yes.
Okay, she'll correct me on that in a second. Yeah. with noted professor Caseo, Alphonse, I believe, and Caseo, and he's out of Spain. And, you know, she's very passionate about what she does. She's also very trained in holistic voice development, and she has a diploma in that. And she's just an all-around overall healer. Now, her book is The Life-Changing Power of Sophrology, Breathe and Connect with the Calm and Happy You. And, you know, this, folks, this isn't just a book on breathing. She's got this 6-minute and 41 second, I got to get all that in there, but 6-minute and 41 second exercise on her website, and we'll talk about her website in a moment. And it's the body scan exercise, and when I went through that, it was immediate relaxation, immediate releasing all aches, pains. I just wasn't bothered, and I didn't have to get into a meditative state. I didn't know what to expect. I just followed her voice, and guess what? It truly works, so kudos to Miss Dominique. So welcome, Dominique.
Oh, thank you so much, Monique. What a nice introduction. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I am so happy to have you. You started sophrology at a very young age, and in the book you kind of walk us through the process. So without giving away the store, tell us how you got involved in all of this and how it helped you initially, which allowed you to continue to grow within this modality.
Yes, so I was really fortunate to be introduced to sophrology at 15 year old. I think I was in deep need of care and self-care and being shown a way to connect with myself and understand what was going on in my body. It's really my body that has shown me that I had some dysfunction going on because I was I was 15 year old, I was going to school and I was doing some basketball competitively on the side, and I was feeling, there came a time when I was always feeling tired. I had this fainting episode. I had some recurrent infection that would never clear up, and my GP, my doctor, had kind of tried everything with me and said, you know, I can't really find what's wrong with you, but there's obviously something not working, so why don't you see a sophrologist? And like many of you out there, I didn't know what a sophrologist is, and that's but I decided to give it a go because I think I was so desperate to find a solution, and that's how my journey started. So this lady gave me some very simple practical exercise. She gave me a like a guided meditation type of work, including relaxation, breathing, visualization, and a little bit of movement. And she recorded this on a tape. You know, at the time, was that long ago? It was still a tape. And she said, go home and practice this tape for 10 minutes a day, and next week you come back. And I did what she told me to do, and I went back for 5 consecutive weeks to see her once a week. And after 5 weeks, I was just back to my old self. Meaning that my energy was great, and you know, my sleep was much deeper. My infection cleared, and I never had this episode of fainting. But I think more importantly, I gained some new awareness about how I felt deeply and understood that I was actually adding a lot of stress on myself, in the way I was managing events and seeing life. So yeah, that started me on this consciousness or conscious journey, you know, and I've been ever since.
Well, I am, I'm sad and I'm glad at the same time. I'm sad you went through this, but I'm glad that you did because you have given something to the world. Now, this technique of sophrology, it's been around for a while. It started, what, 1960? And it was
Yes.
actually inspired by Plato. So tell us about the professor that brought it forth.
Yes, so Professor Alfonso Caicedo is who I studied with is a Colombian neuropsychiatrist who lived his own life in Spain, and he came. He was in the 60s. He was a student in a hospital in a psychiatric unit in Barcelona, and he was observing all the treatments they were doing on patients at the time, like insulinic comas or like electric shocks. And all these pretty tough ways of helping, you know, your mind and body get better. And he was a bit shocked by all these methods because he said, okay, on one hand it helps, but on the other hand it kind of, you know, destroys the some of the parts that are functioning within you. So he went on to a journey to understand more about consciousness and to really study consciousness and ways we can help consciousness to really be more healthy, be more integrated, and function better. And so he went to Asia to understand how yogis and Buddhist monk and also Zen monk were actually working with consciousness, and he mixed it with Western knowledge of science, psychology, phenomenology, neurology, and he came up with this unique system of work with consciousness that takes you through 12 progressive steps or intention in your practice, all based on very practical and very easy exercises, so the Western world can include this in their in our daily life, in our busy daily life.
Okay. Well, and truly we need it, especially here in the West. Now, in the United Kingdom, your work has been featured in Elle magazine, Harper's Bazaar, The Guardian, Health and Fitness magazine. I mean, these are no slouches. This is a big time. So how is it that it was accepted there, and how do you want to bring it here to the United States? Because it's so beneficial,
yeah,
I feel, for folks here in the U.S.
Yes, you know, I think it's a really exciting time for Sofology. Sofology has been around now more than 50 years in France, Switzerland, Belgium, and Spain. And it's really like a very well-known practice there where, you know, as you've heard in my story, like GP send you to see a Sofologist, or Sofologists are parts of schools or corporates, or, you know, so, you know, it was really amazing when I came here 8 years ago. I realized nobody knew in London what Sofology is, and I couldn't believe that there's so much things happening on the continent, as we say here, about Sofology, and nothing in the UK. So I started, you know, I don't know why, but I decided this is what I want to do. I want to spread the message about Sofology. This has helped me so much in my entire life. It's definitely completely changed the way I live my life, and I want to share those tools. So I started with my practice and in central London, and years after years I built it more about the technique until I was fortunate to meet my publisher and started to write about it. And I think people are just ready, you know, they're just ready. I think we see that everywhere, that people are trying to find more purpose. They're trying to find ways to deal with this stressful world we live in. They've had now mindfulness for many years, and that has shown amazing results. So people are more aware of these techniques and how a simple practice can actually help you on a daily basis. And I think that's one of the reasons things are really starting to move in the right direction here as well. So for the U.S., you know, I'm just so excited to see how things gonna start to spread there, and I really hope that more people can benefit, really.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned the word mindfulness, and, you know, sometimes for the folks in the U.S., it's difficult to wrap your mind around the concept of mindfulness because they're so busy. And what I have discovered with Sofology is that it is so simple. I mean, if you just allow yourself to slow down for a moment, that it's very easy to do. Why is it so much easier than being mindful or going into a deep meditative state?
Yeah, I think there's several elements. I think one is because there is a relaxation element to start with. So, you know, when people are in overstimulated state, it's actually very difficult to sit down and have the clarity and the calm to be mindful, you know. I think first we can use our body to show us the way, and I think that's one of the strengths of Sofology, is that whatever happens within you, you can start by connecting with the body and using techniques with the breath, with movement, with relaxation to help through your body get to that state where you can be calm, and that happens pretty quickly with Sofology. And then once you're there, there's a whole possibility to work on yourself, to go deeper, you know. So so definitely, I think it's the combination of technique that Caicedo has put together that makes it really different and really accessible.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Dominique. Let me get this right. Her last name is Antiglio, right?
Antiglio, yes, Antiglio.
I'll get it eventually. The name of her book is The Life-Changing Power of Sorfology, Breathe and Connect with the Calm and Happy You. You can check her out at her website, and that's b-sopro.com. I'll spell that B-E, then the hyphen mark, S-O-P-H-R-O.com. Dominique, what exactly can sorfology help with? What are some of the symptoms or the diseases? You mentioned numerous in your book, but share with the audience some of what sorfology can help us with.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people start sorfology because on their path they're struggling in one way or another. A lot of people are struggling with stress, with anxiety, with sleep problems, with burnout, and I think these are the most common reason why people will start to look into sorfology. Then, you know, I think there's also people who are starting to be worried about an event in their life, for example, preparing for an exam, or like youngster preparing for different A-levels, or, you know, I don't know your system in the state, but here there's a lot of pressure on the kids from a very early age to perform at school, and that creates a lot of anxiety, not only in the children, but also in the whole family. So sports people have been known to use sorfology a lot, like to be ready on the day, so that yes, you need to train your body, but to be you know, a top athlete or to be the best athlete you can, it's all about your mind as well. So sorfology has got these methods that can help you really connect with that calm and confidence for the day. Yeah, so I would say these are like the stress aspect and the performance aspect. These are two of the main reason why people would come to sorfology. Mm-hmm. And on the continent in France and Switzerland, this is our way to prepare for birth. So gynecologist or midwife will often refer you to a sorfologist if you have some anxiety or want to prepare for birth. Yeah, that's one of the common reasons for consultation as well.
Okay, well, my second chuckle was because I remember the first time being pregnant and, you know, it was time for the baby to be born. And I looked at my tummy and I said, you're coming out of where? So I can understand that that anxiety around it. But my first chuckle was when you said something about, you know, a stressful situation, being admitted to college or your test scores or whatever. And here in the United States, we're just now going through a process where a lot of very wealthy parents have been buying their children's way into university, and perhaps the parents need sorfology, you know,
yes,
so they can calm down and just allow the kid to be, you know, a kid, just allow the kid to do what it does.
Yes, Why
is it so difficult, especially for the Westerners, to relax?
You know, I think it's because of our definition of success. I think it's you know, what is success? And I think it's still defined a lot by what you do rather than being or being happy with yourself. And I think both can actually happen together. I think there's a lot of a pressure on earning money, on having a position in society, and there's less of a culture of looking inside and deciding what feels good for you or what you really attracted to, and I think Yeah, we're still unfortunately raising a lot of our kids in that way, and they only find out much later. And I see those, obviously those kids who now are maybe 40 or 50 year old, they are at the top of their game in their business, but they often feel quite empty and feel that all this stress they're going through since a young age takes them away from their real purpose. And I think if we could have a bit more awareness about how we feel as parents, I think we would probably help our kids to grow in a more healthy way. So yeah, there's definitely still a lot of work to be done around that, you know.
Okay. Well, in your book, you talk about the five powers to unlock your potential. Talk to us about that in relation to sophrology.
So yeah, so one of them is that combination of movement and stillness. So for people who are really struggling with meditation and they find it hard to quiet the mind, this combination of calm and activity during the same practice will one way or the other just help them, to get there. The other one is intention and positivity. Sophrology is a lot about learning to cultivate what matters for you and look at things from a positive and learn to look at things from a positive perspective. And that can start with easy aspect like sensation. So it's quite easy to say, okay, look at life in a positive way. But if you're really depressed and you can't do this, it's actually very hard to do it just with your mind. So in sophrology, we teach this through the body first. Like we teach people to connect with their sensation in their body, and then perhaps there are all these tensions and pains that we feel when we're stressed or when we struggle with our health. But if we learn to look at this differently through being guided through the practice, we will soon realize there are a lot of things that are working well in our body. There are places where we can feel warmth, or we can feel a nice sense of heaviness, or perhaps we can feel a pleasant sensation somewhere, even in a small space in our body. And as we learn to notice more our positive sensation, our positive thoughts, we're starting to shift consciousness towards a different state, and we then naturally in daily life are able to, do that same shift when we see something difficult. Maybe we can become creative and say, okay, wait a minute, that's not great, acknowledging it and then trying to find a different way to deal with it. Yes.
Okay, so what I read in the book, this can be somewhat instantaneous. How do we get to the point of allowing ourselves to release whatever has got us jumbled up in a knot?
Yeah, I think it's first by being able to connect, because unless we connect to ourselves, we can't really even know that something is not happening right. Like in my case, when I was 15, I had all these blockages in my body and in my mind, but I was not really aware of them until somebody showed me how I could connect with myself first. And then I think it's about acknowledging, okay, those tensions are happening and it's okay. It's not because you have tension that this is necessarily something negative. It's maybe a way that your body wants to show you to take care of it better, or to show you that some emotion is stuck in your heart, or that you have a fear about your future. So I think it's learning to become friend with your body so that you can look at these signs and symptoms in a more positive and constructive way. And then it's about accepting what's going on, and then using the breath to using movement to start to shift this sensation, to start to change your perception. And that happens quite naturally and quite easily when you are in that state of relaxation that we do all our practices in. So we close the eyes, and as you experience, the body scan is just the first step into reaching that state of relaxation, and everything is much more fluid and much happier in that state anyway. And then we start to work in that state on ourselves, and that is a powerful state to connect with our inner resource, so that when we open our eyes again, this experience can inform our daily life and can inform the way we think or the way we feel or the way we perceive the world around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as I said earlier, you know, I did the body scan and it is on the website. So if you go to b-sofro.com and you go to audio exercises underneath products, you will find not only the body scan but other I'm going to call them mini meditations that are there.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, to help yourself. And to me, when I did it, you know, aches, pains, whatever, just fell right away. And I was like, wow, if this is just happening in 6 minutes, you know, what could happen if you spent, you know, 15 or 20 minutes? And we'll talk a little bit about longer times of being in this energy in a bit. But before we do that, I want to talk about mental health right now because in America, and I think in many parts of the world still, mental health is such still taboo. I mean, my goodness, you can't have anything go wrong with your thinking or your brain. You can break your arm, you can break your leg, you can even break your back, and people are like, yeah, okay, you'll heal. But as soon as the mind breaks, the people are looking at you suspect. Why do you feel that is, and what do you feel that we can do to get past that?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's definitely still very taboo, and I think it's, to me, it just comes from a lack of information and understanding. I think over the year we've all kind of learned the basic functioning of the body, that, you know, through going to hospital or through having those childhood illness, or we just and through the news and everything, I think we've talked about the body more, and we've been to the gym, and we've kind of explored diets and things like that, so we're a bit more familiar with how the body functions. But I think people don't really understand how the mind functions and how emotions are happening in our body and mind, and I think it's therefore they have fear, and I think it's all probably fear-based, you know, like if something goes wrong with your mind, how am I going to fix it? Because I don't really know my mind, I don't really know my emotions, and therefore I don't understand how I can help myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Technology, you know, it's here. We're not getting away from it. In fact, it's taking over. You know, they talk about the robots taking over. AI is going to come in and take a lot of jobs away from people. And also, yes, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 100 years. What has technology done to our mental health, our mental well-being?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think it evolves so fast. I think that whole subject is really related to the speed as well at which things are evolving. Mm-hmm. And I think that speed doesn't really allow us to, you know, find ways to deal with our technology, and therefore the risk is that we get driven by the technology instead of us taking control on technology. So I think it's a big subject, and I think we all know, like, looking at screen before sleeping will disturb, you know, your ability to dive into a qualitative sleep. That, you know, when we connect, for especially for young people, when they go on social media constantly and their sense of identity is not yet fully formed, then they get challenged, you know, by all this information and the lifestyle of other people. So I think it's really tapping on every level of society at the moment, like younger, older people. We all have to try to understand how we can include technology and the positive side of technology in our daily life and still feel in control. And I think that has a lot to do with the value we have in our heart, like how much clarity do I have about what I want to use my daily life for? What are the things I have to do in my daily life? What are the things that I can compromise on? And I think sophology, in its fourth level, we actually work with the value system, and we teach practices where people can learn to connect with what is meaningful for them, and help them find more clarity about that. And that, I think, really helps them to take decision and say, okay, do I want to hang out with this friend? How long shall I spend on my social media? And get that perspective. You know, I think we just need to keep our perspective going so we don't get completely absorbed by technology.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's willing to stand apart from the crowd, also a willingness
yes.
to do that, and
being
you know,
brave.
Yeah, be yourself.
Exactly.
Be yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what. Now you alluded to levels. Now there's 12 levels of sophrology. Could you talk to us, give us an overview of them, and how it's different from meditation?
Yeah, so each level has got a specific intention we work with through the exercise. So for example, level one is around body awareness and using the different exercise, the standing work to learn to connect with sensation and realizing that as you're connecting with sensation, you are in the present moment. Like for example, when you do a breathing exercise and you count your breath or you connect with a sensation in your body, you can't at the same time do a list of worry in your mind or think about what you're going to do tomorrow. So the first level is all about being present and kind of grounded. Level two is about the mind. So we're discovering that with different meditation exercise, we can understand how our mind can be more focused, how is it when we lose focus, how we can gain perspective, use more of the positive quality of our mind, like creativity or imagination, and that all, you know, because I think the mind is very much seen as the enemy at the moment. Like everybody say, don't believe what your mind says, let go of the mind. And in sophology, we do agree with that. But we also agree that there's a lot of amazing things that your mind can do. And if you know how to use your mind in a positive way, it can really serve a lot of things in your life. Then level three is about combining those two elements. Like once you've discovered how your body feels and how your mind feels, then you can actually connect the two together and use the mind-body connection to serve your daily life. And as I said before, the level four is around creating more awareness of what you want to use this stronger center for now that you have more awareness. What are the values that really help you in your daily life? Are you more around family, love, or about success? And sophology doesn't tell you what you should believe in or value in your life. It's more about for you to find out. And so on until level 12, where you just journey through deeper and deeper through different ways through your consciousness.
Okay. Well, in the book, you talk about relaxation, and you talk about relaxation sitting down or standing up. How does one relax standing?
Yeah, I think you can relax in any position, really, if you just put your focus on it. You know, I think you, of course, when you're standing, you don't perhaps relax as much as when you're about to fall asleep lying down, but there can be a degree of of relaxation standing, we say with just enough tension to stay standing. And so your shoulders are fully relaxed, your breath is very calm, and you are connected to every part of your body in a very positive way. And and a lot of the sophrology, at least the initial steps of sophrology, is done standing, because we feel that this is a key position, because this is the position where you live your life, where you do things, you know. So you need to kind of find the stillness within the action as well, you know. So it trains you to do that.
Okay. Now, how much time should we spend in a soft rock state? Should we, you know, spend just like the 7 minutes as on the beginning body scan, or do we spend an extended period of time, I'll get that out, with this energy?
Yeah, so I think practicing sophrology should not be an extra stress in your daily life. You know, we all have really busy lives, so some of my clients, I advise them to start just with 5 minutes and just do some of the breathing exercise that the beginning of my book explains. This is already great, you know, for someone who's highly stressed to, once they commute, perhaps they can start with the breathing. And then if they have more time, and some people have managed to create that time in their daily life because they've just changed a little bit the focus and the priority, and therefore they have 20 minutes. So of course, you know, like anything, the more time you spend at it, the deeper you and the quicker you're going to reach a different level and transform yourself. But I don't think you have to do like the 12 level of sophrology to feel like a new person. You can easily just you know, start with some of the exercise of my book and already see a difference in the way you're gonna feel after the exercise, and take it from there, you know. So I think it's a pretty free process, and I think everybody should start where they feel comfortable.
Okay. Now, in your book, you share many stories in your book, but Daniel's story, which is pretty early on in the book, that seemed to strike a chord with me for a lot of the people, especially the people that I work with. So can you share that story and how sophrology has helped Daniel?
Yes. So Daniel is one of my clients, and he came to the practice. He was highly stressed. I mean, it was obvious. Straight away, when I looked at him, his breath was very shallow. He looked very tight in his body. He was impatient. He almost didn't want to be there. He knew he had to do something because he didn't feel well, but he was so stressed that he didn't even have the patience or the focus to just talk or interact. And so he described what were his difficulty in daily life, like managing his work and his family and all the pressure of his business. And and so, you know, I knew I had to be pretty quick and find some very you know, clever tools to help him quickly, because he wouldn't have the patience to stay with me for 5-6 sessions and you know, so being efficient. And so I gave him really some basic exercise, like the body scan, some breathing, just to first teach him to calm down and just take time to recuperate, because he was actually exhausted from a long-term stress. And I don't think he was realizing that he was actually very near burnout, and I was quite actually worried for him. So I said, first aspect, you're going to just take a few minutes per day just to consciously recuperate through that, and next week we'll build up. And so we went through a quite traditional sophrology program, with journeying through the basics and then level one, and then some specific visualization for helping him kind of resetting in a better direction. And he did practice, and that changed him completely. a lot, like the way after 5 sessions his color has changed, his posture was different, and he had much more space to interact and to reflect on his process, and then he could actually have this tool for life, because this is a knowledge that you can apply to many situations, not only stress. You know, you can use all these exercises to just connect with yourself in whatever situation you find yourself. So I think it's been pretty life-changing for him.
Okay. So share with us some of the tips and tricks for integrating sophology into your daily life.
So, I think, as I said, it's you can really start with the basic. I think the best way is to have like a space where you can have a bit of quietness, but I know that, in London especially, people are quite short of space, and sometimes they don't have a room where they can do the sophology on their own. So in that case, you know, I just say take 4 or 5 minutes, and you just plug your ear plug or something like that, so you can find a little bit of calm initially, and just follow the exercise in my book. I think this is really easy because it takes you through each step at a time, how you can journey through each exercise, and it's quite short. So you can perhaps do 3 days in a row one exercise and then change to the next one and slowly journey through each exercise. And I think it's pretty easy. You just need a chair and perhaps your phone, just so you can be guided through the exercise. And that's it. And then you can perhaps write down. We call this phenodescription. So it's a way to simply write down what has happened for you during the meditation or during the sophology, just observing your sensation or your difficulty, trying to do this without judgment. And that's a big one in sophology, that we're trying to be quite neutral when we observe what's going on within ourselves.
And yeah, just look at it as, okay, this came up and I've observed it, and then work on it. Don't just give it a whole lot of judgment, because that defeats the purpose. I feel in a sense it just makes everything go away. So when we go to your website, and that's b-sophro.com, b-e-s-o-p-h-r-o.com, what are we going to find there?
So you're going to find the exercise you can go through, and I've written quite a lot of blogs around different subjects where you can read about birth preparation with sophology, or how to manage your stress or sleep better, or for athletes. There's probably an older press that we've had in the UK as well, which gives you some good overview of the methods. And the book, and we're launching an online course end of May. So this is the first online course in English ever in sophology. So this should be really fun, and I'm going to take people through the basics of sophology for stress management. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, very exciting time for you. And folks, don't forget to, go to the website and go to the products, check out everything. But then go to the audio exercises, because she's made available for you downloads of, you know, different key techniques that she uses, and they work. Okay, this isn't a maybe or an if, they actually do work. So if you're looking for an introduction into this to see if you feel that it's your thing that you want to adopt into your life, she's given ample exercises for you to tap into. So please do check it out. Dominique, our time is almost up. What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
I think that, like, no matter which situation you're in, I think there's always a solution within. You know, if you look inside, I think that's what I learned from my story, that basically even when things are dark and you're not sure how you're going to solve situation, there is a way, and the way is connecting within, and the answer will soon be clearer, you know. So lots of hope, having the hope, you know, that things can actually get better and be great.
Okay, well, she said
yeah.
it well. Well, folks, we've been speaking with Dominique Antiglio. Her book is The Life-Changing Power of Sophrology, Breathe and Connect with the Calm and Happy You. This technique does work. It doesn't take a lot of work or a lot of energy to embrace this technique. So if you're truly looking to shift your energy, change your life to the positive, please consider taking a look at this. And the book is available everywhere, and she actually works with people not only where she's located, but she also works with people worldwide via Skype. So if you're looking to connect with her, do, because she's able to do that along with her business partner, Sophie. So, Dominique, I want to thank you for being with me tonight. And the audience, I'd like to thank you as we collectively get over it and discover sophrology. The Divine in
thank
Me
you.
Honors. You're welcome. The Divine in
no,
Me.
No, you. That was great. I mean, thank you so much, Monique, and I wish you all the best. And was a pleasure to connect here.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise. Right back at you, girl. The Divine in Me truly honors the divine in every one of you. And I truly appreciate everyone's time and attention. And when you're ready to raise your vibration and shift your energy, give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of discovering sophrology. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.